from round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood.
This is Pablo for breakfast.
On a Monday, we like to catch up with Sue from Safe. And Sue, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I know we've been speaking a lot over the last couple of weeks about the magnitude of animals being relinquished and nowhere near enough people to take them in. Are there any possible solutions here, Sue?
Well, we could definitely do with a few more cages somewhere. That's just for emergency overflow or assessment, health and behaviour checks, you know, before they go into foster care. And we've always needed that, but the need's greater than ever. But, you know, the great thing about the foster care model is that our foster cats and dogs are all out in the community, so that way they get exposed to multitudes of people, really, well, except for the recluse people who foster. But anyway, dogs often are out walking and meet people that way and or have people visiting the home. Cats, of course, when people visit it. So, yeah, it's be really great information to collect, actually, about how many animals find permanent homes through their foster families. And like attracts like. So if you think about it, friends that are going to someone's house are probably going to be like-minded type people. And these animals wouldn't meet all these people if they're in a shelter. But the other great solution is turning dog people, opening their minds into becoming cat people. It's not mutually exclusive, and you're one of them, you're dog and cat, as I am. But we had a wonderful volunteer carer offer to take a cat. She's only ever dealt with dogs. She saw our desperate cry for help, and she now has a lovely cat in her care, and that's Nadia. A huge thanks to Nadia. And if people can do that as well as she has done, just to get us through this rough patch, I'm sure the pendulum swing will get, things will get better. But for now, we just need that life-saving support.
Now, you had a powerful post appear on Facebook from Safe Broom yesterday, also about cats, and something most of us would probably never realise. It's alarming.
Yeah, well, it's Sarah Norton is running Broom Safe from Perth, and she's literally at her wits' end, mentally exhausted, trying to come up with solutions, dealing with the extremes in Broome, because so many rehomable lives of cats and dogs, but as you keep hearing me say, it's cats that are greatly at risk. They rely on us, you know, as rescues to save their lives, and it's really devastating for her to have to say no, she can't take them, knowing that death is the outcome. So, you know, I don't think people realise the extremes of the statistics there, because one cat is adopted every 29 days. Now, this is Broome, but it's quite similar to the other branches, and they can be in care for an average of 45 days, and the current cat she's got in care, the average of 173 days that they've been in care. So it is quite extreme, the time that it takes to find cat carers, cat owners, and we're really wanting the population to turn around and realise they're a great pet and much better for the Pilbara. So, as I said, with the pendulum swing, if everyone can just work together, we're always working on dissexing any undersexed, particularly female cats or dogs that we hear of. So if anyone knows of an undersexed female cat anywhere in WA, we really want to do something about it and stop the endless supply of cats to us. So, and of course, anyone who can foster, we can transport them from Broome to Perth to all around the place. So, yeah, it really is life and death, and I'm asking the community who care about animals to, you know, help us do something radical so we don't have this loss of life.
Now, I know that you've been doing your hair extra careful this week with the team from Take Me Home Series 2 filming underway, and I know that it's helping get the word out, the difference between life and death. And the show, what kind of impact has it had, and how can the public help?
Yeah, well, with Take Me Home, Series 1 went really well and the public were asking for more. So to have a national footprint about SAFE and the foster care model truly can only help highlight what we do in our rescue and also showing the process without cages involved. It's been a really interesting experience, you know, talking with people connected to SAFE and their feelings about, you know, getting out on camera. And it's been amazing. We've had one extreme of people love to the thought of it, can't wait to go on, and other people who just, no way. So I guess what I'm asking our local SAFE people, and that includes potential SAFE people, to overcome your fears so that we can tell the story and have SAFE and Karratha showcased. And who knows, if the production goes really well, it could inspire people from overseas to visit or even help us in some way. So, yeah, get over your nerves and support SAFE and our town and be comfortable and to appear on camera.
Find out more at safe.org.au.
The feel-good start to your day.
This is Pablo for breakfast. It's